B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
A man has been charged with collecting thousands of dollars from a woman to provide protection against people who she believed were seeking revenge for a killing that she commissioned. Police said the killing never actually happened, and the man wasn't really protecting the woman from anyone, but was just collecting her money.
It was, did she hire this person to commit the killing?
Kinda. So okay. Here's the deal. Brian Kedema was charged with theft by extortion. The bizarre case began in January when a woman agreed to pay Kedema $12,000 in order for him and his associates to provide protection from an individual who made threats of physical harm to her and sexually assaulted her. During this time, Kedema received numerous payments of money totaling in excess of $7,000 from the woman towards this $12,000 figure. Now, police say Kedema and the woman have known each other since at least 2016. And at some point, the woman said she received a text from one of Kedema's associates claiming that he would release an explicit video of her to friends and family unless she paid him. Kedema allegedly told the woman that he paid the man $250,000 to take care of the problem. But the man then allegedly demanded more money. This time, the woman told police that Kedema told her that he could hire someone to take care of that man, meaning they could hire a hitman to kill him. The woman said Kedema told her the hit was carried out in 2017. After that, the woman claimed she was contacted by at least two men who were sent by the deceased victim's widow to punish her. The woman told police for at least 18 months she was raped more than two dozen times these men. Soon, the woman started paying Kedema $300 out of every paycheck that she earned so he would provide protection to her and her children. But in August, the woman told Kedema that she was no longer going to pay him any money, and she did not believe the threats and harassment had abated, so she felt he wasn't doing anything. Well, this angered this guy, who demanded she continue to pay him and sent the woman messages such as, "Find my money or wish you were dead." After the woman went to police, investigators used the woman's phone to pose as her and send messages to Kedema stating that she would not pay him anymore. Kedema responded by saying, "I'm coming for my money. Be ready for the hell I'm going to rain down on you." Kedema was questioned by police and admitted the man allegedly killed in 2017 was alive and that he had provided zero protection for her children and confirmed the protection of the children is a lie.
Well, that's false advertising.
As for who has allegedly been sexually assaulting the woman, police said that that is part of the ongoing investigation. Isn't that weird?
What a...
That's all over the place.
How do you get to the bottom of that mess?
I do not know. Wow. All right. I was going to reenact this, but I think we have audio of it instead. A woman who refused to cooperate during a traffic stop sparked a high-speed chase and guns being drawn in a neighborhood. 28-year-old Emily Owings was initially pulled over for not wearing a seatbelt. She also didn't have a license of her insurance or her insurance. The only form of identification she had on her was her medical marijuana card. Now, I'm not sure where this kicks off.
We have two clips. One of is of her being pulled over for the belt, and then the other one is things get a little more heightened.
All right, here's the exchange. Here we go.
Your license is suspended.
Why?
I don't know. And now I'm waiting to see if you have warrants through Woods County.
I have
and
poop so bad. Hey, man.
Huh?
This is my birthday. Will you just let me go?
She has to poop so bad, it's her birthday.
Two reasons most police officers will let you go.
Because I know your license is suspended.
I'm sorry, I didn't know it was. I won't drive no more, but can I please go home and go poo?
You have warrants for Woods County and they're coming to get you.
No, they're not.
Ma'am.
No, they're not.
Oh, my God.
No, they're not. Fires it up, man.
I have to poo.
All right, and then here's the other clip. Is this after they have her?
Okay. Get out of poop in your car, man.
You could have already been on your way to jail.
Yeah, not pooping.
Get in the car.
She asked if she can poop in their car.
Uh-huh. Wait, so she didn't get away?
No, no. They ended up getting her.
Yeah.
They ended up getting her. I love that. Let me go back to the other clip. I love the very end here. Hang on a second.
Sorry, I didn't know it was. I won't drive no more, but can I please go home and go poo?
You have warrants for Woods County and they're coming to get you.
No, they're not.
man.
No, they're not. Starts it up, boom, she's gone.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's the Bizarre File podcast.
This story includes a Florida woman, the Dollar General store, a fart, and an argument all combined to produce the exact outcome most would expect of said combination, a knife fight. 37-year-old Shanetta Yvette Wilson was standing in line at the Dollar General store when she audibly farted. John Walker was standing in line behind Wilson and complained about her fart. Though it is unknown what specifically about the fart he found offensive. Was it the sound? Was it the smell? We do not know.
Was it the implication?
He made his distaste known to Ms. Wilson, who then, true to the spirit of both her state and dollar store checkout line disputes, pulled out a knife and threatened to, quote, gut Walker while moving to attack him, according to the report.
Oh, yeah?
Wilson was arrested soon after. The Miami Herald reports that she faces an aggravated assault charge for attacking Walker with a deadly weapon.
You think you're bad?
No, it's a different song.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Without
you think you fart?
Intent to kill, by the way. So, yep.
You ain't fart.
I ain't fart.
You ain't nothing.
You ain't fart. You ain't nothing. A U.S. Navy veteran is suing the Department of Veterans Affairs because he tested positive for HIV at a VA clinic in 1995, but the VA, which is part of the federal government, never told him.
No, oh, my God.
The vet identified only as John Doe said that he had progressed to an AIDS diagnosis because he hadn't been treated early for the virus. His lawyer said the treatment he's getting now is effective, but he's had essentially 25 years of wear and tear for having no treatment.
25 yeah. years.
Doe, a South Carolina resident, received the HIV test 25 years ago as part of a routine testing at a VA medical center in Columbia, South Carolina. He had been classified as disabled due to his injuries in the 1976 shipwreck and post-traumatic stress disorder resulting from that, and he received his health care through the VA. The doctor who ordered the test didn't inform Doe of his HIV diagnosis. Can you believe that? Finally, in 2018, he saw a non-VA doctor due to a health emergency. The doctor did make a definitive diagnosis that Doe was HIV positive and had developed AIDS. And Doe went on antiretroviral treatment. He needlessly suffered for decades with coexisting conditions common in HIV-infected persons, including a whole list of stuff that's here. And the VA spokesperson had declined comment, saying the department doesn't comment on pending litigation. But they did not tell him.
Unbelievable.
Of the diagnosis. Wow. All right, this story's out of Australia. It's 2 a.m. You feel something like the jaws of a hair clip on your forehead. You feel it, and it's smooth and long and alive. It's not a hair clip. Emily Hines was having an early night after celebrating a win with a glass of wine on Tuesday night. She said, I woke up in that slumber feeling like I've rolled onto a hair clip on my head and was thinking, why do the kids put a hair clip on my head? And I thought the clip had to, would open and close. And then I felt that it was smooth and long. And I said,
oh my God,
this is a snake.
Oh my God.
So she said to her husband, Jason, she said, I've been bitten by a snake. And he said, bull S. Ms. Hines and her husband live in southeast Darwin. Snakes are common in the rural area. They once had a 1.8-meter carpet python in the attic and a smaller one in the bedside drawer.
Of course they did.
She said, I felt around tentatively for the light switch, which is on a long cord, like a snake. Its tail was still on my pillow, and it was half on the bedhead and cruising up to the louvers. And it's in the curtains, hiding up, and I've seen that pattern on it. We've seen them around here before, these type of snakes.
She said, what kind of snake?
Well, I'll get to that. She said, I'm still cool, calm, and collected. I didn't think it had bit me, and then I felt around and looked in the mirror, and there are two puncture marks, and
dear
there's blood.
God.
And I thought, well, this is cool. This is going to get me some real street cred. Typical Australian woman.
Yeah, so a snake bit me in the head.
Yeah, they retrieved a snake hook, which was made from a headless golf driver. She said, Jason's got this golf club and a glove in his hand, and he's in his undies, and he caught it and dropped it to the floor. And then he goes to pick it up by the tail, and they yell at him because you don't pick up a snake by the tail. And then we had this argument about how to pick up a snake. It starts moving to bite him, and it starts moving towards me. Then our Kelpie, which is a dog, Vader, is in the corner, and I thought she might help, but she was flat out asleep, and she didn't do anything. So Jason picked it up by the head with his glove, tossed it out of the bush. After an hour or so spent searching the room and wondering if the serpent was venomous, Ms. Hines said, not too much for worse to wear, was able to get back to sleep. She went back to sleep after that.
Yeah, it was just a snake bite.
The bite was a little bit tender, and I had a headache. The next morning, they were shocked to see a near-identical snake in the home's breezeway. They never did. I guess they identified it, but the story didn't indicate what it was. It was non-venomous.
Well, thank God.
Yeah.
I found a snake by accident in my yard. I screamed so loud. I had to get Jace to leave school, virtual school for a second, and come outside and get the snake out of it. It was in a pot of flowers, and I was cleaning it out. And I screamed so loud the entire neighborhood probably heard, but he had to come out and move the snake for me because there was not a
big worm.
A chance in hell I was touching it. I know it is like a big
worm.
Wait
a minute. How old is he?
He's 9.
And you had him go get...
I wasn't going to touch it. No, he wanted to. He put on gloves and he was like, I'll get it.
You kidding me? Young boys? Snakes? Wow. Yeah, absolutely.
Well... all right, one last story, and then we will wrap it up. I love this one. A New Hampshire man who was seen doing jumping jacks in his neighbor's driveway and sniffing a shrub last month has been arrested on methamphetamine charges.
You can't sniff shrubs?
Officers responding to a report of a shirtless man with no shoes doing jumping jacks in the driveway of a home found 36-year-old James Albert sniffing a shrub with his eyes closed. While speaking with Albert, an officer noted more behaviors consistent with drug use. Albert was then found to be in possession of a bag containing a crystal substance, which he allegedly admitted was methamphetamine. After Albert was taken to the hospital to be evaluated, police obtained a warrant for his arrest. And there you go. That's what I have in the Bizarre File.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.